It's Big Al.
He humps that thing to death.
JC.
When I got off this man all sweaty.
Kelly Raspberry.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I dress like a streetwalker for a while.
And Jenna.
I'm used to not being remembered. I'm over it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yo, hello.
Is Ryan home?
This is he.
Can we speak to him?
Hold on one second. This is his personal phone answer. Hold on.
Yeah, go get him.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Ryan Cabrera. How are you?
There he is.
Man, you need to fire your phone answer. They didn't even ask who we were.
Right. It could have been a bill collector, man.
Listen, when he sees a Texas number, he knows the answer.
That's right, buddy.
All right.
Ryan, I hear you're coming out here to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dude, I am. I'm bringing a little bit of my L.A. love to my hometown.
Yeah, so Ryan hit me up, and he does this thing called Winopalooza.
Okay, I like it.
Vino, I'm sorry.
He does this. Wino.
I don't know what
Wino.
Although there aren't a lot of winos there.
There are a lot. Vinopalooza, okay. Which is like
Vino
a wine.
Vino is fancy.
For wine, yeah. And Ryan,
winos are just drunks.
Yeah. CJC, I don't think you know that. I'm all class now. Class.
I forgot about that. I'm just used to the box wine.
Okay, let's get back to the wine. Let's get back to the wine and the palooza.
Yeah, so tell us what you do with Vinopalooza, Ryan.
Basically, what I did was I combined my different charity shows, which I do out here in L.A., and I turned it into a wine festival. So it's like a bigger thing. So I went from my living room to now bigger spaces where people can come wine taste, you come hang out, you come mix, you come mingle, you come listen to amazing artists, and it's a beautiful day, and all in support of amazing local charities. And for this one, we're doing two different Habitat for Humanity charities, one in Fort Worth and one in Dallas.
So you're gonna do two events, right? One in Fort Worth, and one's gonna be in Dallas. So it's a whole weekend of Vinopalooza.
Exactly. So April 8th is gonna be shipping and receiving in Fort Worth, and then April 9th is gonna be at the Happiest Hour, which I hear you frequent a lot. So
yeah, that's a nice spot, especially if the weather's nice. It's a good spot right down by American Airlines Center.
Yeah, you need to pace yourself, Ryan.
Oh no, I'm good. I got a host of things, so, and I gotta perform by the end, so. I'll be all right.
Okay. He'll party all right. Afterwards.
All right.
What's the date again that we're doing this, Ryan?
April 8th and April 9th. 8th is Fort Worth, 9th is Dallas.
Boom.
Got it.
And so since Ryan's a local guy and he got his breakout here and Kid was a big help with his music career, he wants to return the favor for local artists.
Yeah, man. You know, I was like, I'm coming to Dallas. I'm coming to Fort Worth where I'm from. And I understand how amazing the talent is in Dallas. And I don't think, you know, people around the world realize how many big, huge artists come from Dallas. And when I go on tour, all my band is from Dallas. And a lot of my friends out here in L.A. are all from Dallas. And I figured instead of bringing everybody from L.A., I want to show the love to the local artists and try to find, you know, that up-and-comer who hasn't really got their break yet. And I want them to perform. I want to do one in Fort Worth, one in Dallas. So I want people to submit their music, girl, guys, singer, songwriter, band, whoever you are, you know, if you're from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to come enjoy this amazing event, perform, invite your friends and family, I want to give them an opportunity to do that. So people can submit their music, and then myself and a couple other people are going to choose who the opener is going to be.
Perfect.
Okay. It's going to be me, Ryan from Yellow Card is performing, Jason Castro, Michael Castro, the Castro Band is going to perform. I even hear I'm trying to talk Caroline into doing a couple of songs, so I'm pretty sure.
Oh, twist her arm.
I'm pretty sure I got Caroline come do a couple of songs, and I talked to J Max Slaughter yesterday from Sons of Harmony, the original Sons of Harmony, is going to come out and do a show a little love as well.
Ryan, so. JC's just waiting on you to say his name.
Or the Don Cheadles. You know, we have this little group called the Don Cheadles that happen to be, what's the date again? April 8th and April 9th.
You guys only do one song.
It's okay.
Hold on, let me look at our schedule.
Okay.
One song is fine.
Yeah.
One song is fine.
No, really it's not, Ryan. You say that. It's really not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Ryan, I'm looking at the calendar. Our band is wide open on those
Imagine
two dates.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing booked.
Maybe squeeze you in.
I'm looking forward just to seeing what kind of talent is stomping around in Dallas and Fort Worth. Who wants to submit their stuff? And I'm looking forward to hearing new people.
Get your entries in if you're a local musician. We want to definitely hear from you. And then Ryan and his judges will choose who gets to perform. KidNation.com is the website. Vinopalooza is the name of the event. Ryan Cabrera is going to be hosting it.
My man.
And
me and you, my man. Me and JC are take that down. And you know what? If people want to learn more about the event and where they want to get tickets, they just got to go to vinopalooza.com. It's that simple.
Perfect. You handle the international acts, and we'll handle the DFW acts.
All right.
Leave that to us.
We got this right.
We'll handle Dallas. You handle the rest of the world.
All right, buddy.
And now, a message from rhyming master Big Al Mack.
Well, I'm just sitting here sipping on my juice, so let's go to commercial before I have to take off my shoes.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.